Joe. All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Hey, welcome to Pod Bless Podcast. We're just a few old fellas, well, few fellas, not old. I'm the only old one, who want to get together, talk about some church stuff, and hopefully make you laugh. I'm Josh, one of your hosts. This is Noah, your other host for the evening.
My name's Brett.
No, your name's Noah.
No, I want to be Brett.
You have a boat, and you put a bunch of animals on it, living or dead. And people just have to deal with it. I'm going to click on this.
No. Sunglasses don't go with your shirt at all.
No, my sunglasses do not go with my shirt. But if you look, they got the little glint of, or little glint of red. Because guess what? It's opening day for the Reds. Yay. Hit the cheer button.
Oh, I don't even know where that one's at.
That's just a joke. There's not one.
Huh?
Yeah, that'll work.
Nope. All right.
There we go. Hey, Rosemary, I know you're in the building. Thanks for commenting. but yeah, welcome to Pod Bless, where we like to get on here and joke about a little bit of the way of living of Christians, in not a sacrilegious way so much. Some people might disagree, but, you know, they don't matter because they're not on the show. But hopefully we can make you laugh a little bit. Hopefully we can bring a little joy to your evening and or whenever you watch this, if it's at midnight, if it's at 8 in the morning, or if you're just listening on a trip, we hope you can enjoy what we have to offer.
Oh, it's going to be a good podcast today.
I think so.
We're diving deep.
Well, before we go deep, you want me to go shallow?
We'll dive in.
Because we were talking about opening day, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about opening day. Don't keep up with sports at all. But today, after the kids got out of school, I was out back in the backyard with my girls, my two, soon-to-be three-year-old, and my six-year-old. We're playing out back, and all of a sudden I hear a crash. So behind my house is a bunch of trees and woods, and then at the end of it, there's a road that goes up the hill to the neighborhood behind me. But I can look down there and see cars driving up it all the time, right? I hear a crash, and I was like, what in the world's happened? There's a crash. So I look over. The guy could have driven over towards my property and went over an embankment and gotten really hurt.
Is that a creek over there?
Yeah. There's pretty deep, too. It's a drop-off. But instead, he went uphill. He went ATVing or off-roading and crashed into a bunch of small trees. Didn't hit a big one, but he did, like, tear some junk up. And I was like, oh, no, I just watched that happen. That's crazy.
He just crawl out of it? Or
waiting for him to get out of the car, never opens the door. Backs up.
Wow. And it's just you and the kids?
What? Yeah, me. And we're far off. We're not close, but we're close enough to see, but far enough away that we're like, we're not in danger. Like,
but you didn't feel guilty for like, oh, I just saw that? Like,
well, I was like, what should I do in this situation? Like, it's not involving me. But I was like, but get this. Guy pulls out, takes to the road, drives on up into the neighborhood. No clue. Don't know what happened to him. And so I was like, should I call somebody? I was like, I should call somebody. Sounds... He was dragging the rear quarter panel, like dragging it behind him.
Sounds like my guy went to opening day a little early.
I didn't think about it till afterwards. I call like the non-emergency police to be like, hey, just so you know, somebody else might call this in. I saw it happen. Dude crashed into the woods. Never got out, backed out, drove to his house, like dragging parts and stuff. And I was just like, I don't know, he's probably drunk or something. You know, it's middle of the day in the evening. And then I'm out back still playing, watching. Another car comes down. They're like, oh, what happened? They're looking in the woods like somebody crashed in there. I wonder who it was. I don't know. They drive off. Old dude comes walking down the sidewalk. I'm watching him like, what's this guy doing? Crosses the road, picks up all the car parts and starts going up the hill. I was like, that was the guy. That's him. It was some old dude. And then as I'm telling my wife about it, she gets home from work, telling her, and she goes, oh, it's opening day.
Yeah.
Dude was either at the bar getting drunk or at opening day getting drunk and then got all the way home and crashed. But yeah, he
should have driven up in the neighborhood. You know he didn't pull it in a garage. Like, it's he had in the driveway.
He was like, no, I got to hide the evidence. This is going in the garage. I'm bringing the parts up. Like, people were driving like, what happened? Oh, no. And he's just like, leave me alone.
The other day, I was on 275, and, like, you know one of those Alta fiber trucks? They have the bucket in the back, and it's like a dually?
Yeah.
Dude, someone brake checked him. I was in the fast lane driving the work truck. He was in the slow lane. Guy in the slow lane brake checked him in the construction zone. Hard turned right.
Like, ooh.
If I'm this guy, I'm slamming on the brakes and hitting the guy in front of me. Turned right, went down the embankment, and when it hit the embankment, his truck U'd.
Ooh.
And in the top of like the crane thing, smashed the passenger side roof in. And then like his truck's just sitting there, and like everybody stopped. Like, I was kind of behind it.
Yeah.
But, like, we all stopped, and I was just like, that guy had a bad day. Like, he's getting fired.
Dude, so many wrecks lately. It gets nice out, and people just start wrecking all over.
All this construction, too.
Yeah. Sunday, I almost had three different people hit me. Like, it wasn't super close because I was, like, paying attention.
Yeah.
So I never honked my horn at people, but I had to, like, honk my horn at two different people Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, they were coming on me. I was like, they stopped.
A dude in front of me, I was on 42 the other day, and there's, like, yellow cones that make sure you can't turn left.
Yeah.
This dude in front of me noticed there wasn't any cars coming in the other lane, and he wanted to go left.
Yeah.
Just swerved to the other side of the road. Cars started coming at him because they got a green.
Yeah.
And he freaking out because it was a triangle. Like, it wasn't a straight road. It was like the one-way turn in, one-way turn out. So he's like in a 97 Camry.
That's hilarious.
He jumped the curb. He's seen the sparks slam when he came back down, and he took off up the road.
Was that off Buttermilk?
No,
I was gonna say there's yellow cones. I was gonna say there's yellow cones up off Buttermilk. I could see that happening.
But it was like basically that situation.
Yeah, like, oh no, I'm either getting on the highway or jumping this curb.
It's just,
that's good.
People and driving.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Like, I feel like we need a big change in the rules. Like, you must retest every 10 years or something.
Well, a good war that'll sift through the people that should get drafted.
Yeah, or just sign away your life, drive at your own risk.
It's what we're doing anyway. You can be as safe as you want, and it doesn't matter if somebody else screws it over.
So we've been working at a certain city around here.
Ooh.
And so we've been working at the city building and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the cops, oh, my gosh, we were working there the other day. He literally went, I was like, going to get some people today? And he was like, you'll see. Literally drove across the street, parked in the grass. I watched him get five people in an hour. He came back, and I was like, on a day's work, right? And he goes, that's my quota.
Just pulling him over for doing running stop signs.
Oh, yeah. It was over there in the town center.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, like, everybody's just, like, rolling it, or, like, they'll just fly by. And he's just, one time, he didn't even, like, he pulled someone over, came back, same spot. He didn't even get to put it in park, and the guy just blew right past him. I was like, people, how are people just... bad.
Dude, at our church, at Generations over there, mm-hmm. there's a four-way stop, but it's like a neighborhood coming out to the main road, and there's our church and a car wash that's connected
by the gas hole.
Yes, that's the name of the gas station, yeah.
Great gas
station. But yeah, people run that stop sign constantly. Like, it's a problem. Like, we'll be getting out of church and hear squealing the tires and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty rough, but... yeah, a lot of bad drivers out there. Spring brings it on in them.
Oh, wow. People comment, I guess. I just have to refresh it every 5 seconds.
I'm seeing it here on Facebook. Rosemary Boo Reds. Hey, Floyd. Floyd tuning in there saying hey. But yeah, I don't know about anything past Facebook. That's what I've got pulled up. So,
there's nothing really.
We don't have to worry about them. So, yeah. Do we want to?
Oh, yeah. Me, you, maybe special guests.
Maybe a special guest. I don't think he's coming. So I want to hold off to talk about your story, is what happened here at the church.
Oh, am I going to say it if the special guests don't come in?
Kung kung. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell the story. As long as we keep it PG.
Really wasn't my topic, man. I'm about to pull up a YouTube video and show you because it hypes you up. And it's just like, I want to do that, but I also don't want to do that.
Do you want to do your topic first then?
I guess we can.
Yeah, you're hyped up. Let's make it happen.
I mean, what do we even hit here?
Look through them there. See if there's a good one that would speak to you. You have one, kinda.
Kinda.
Like a conspiracy corner one. There we go. Welcome to Noah's Neighborhood.
sounded like Mickey Mouse. Dude. Yeah, but,
oh, wow. This is going to be great. Oh,
right, we got to work on that.
On my Mickey Mouse or just on the music?
All right. I'm going to pull up a couple.
Oh, you don't have to pull them up.
No, I'm pulling them up.
I was going to say, people can't see them.
So recently, I've like taken a thing to Instagram Reels over TikTok. TikTok's just...
Yeah.
It's... I'm done with it.
Yeah, it gets annoying.
Algorithm sucks now. It's like not as fun.
Yeah.
Everybody's just copying each other, and it's just like the same dude. Like, it'll be one dude doing the same thing, and it'll be one dude doing the same thing.
But, yeah, cause once you see it once, then they start showing that person doing that same thing over and over and over.
So I found a couple of reels, and so two new sports that are big overseas.
Ooh, besides soccer and cricket?
It combines U.S. sports.
Ooh.
The first one is basically WWE basketball.
Okay.
It's playing basketball, just different court size and stuff. But there's a rule. You get mad, you tackle somebody.
Okay.
You have to take off your shirt before you tackle them.
Okay.
So you rip, like, the guy steals the ball from you and starts running up the court.
Okay.
If you rip your shirt off and spear him, totally legal.
Okay. But you have to rip your shirt off first. Just very specific ways of going about it.
Yes. Like, it's a penalty if you don't take off your shirt. Right here.
So does it have a name?
I didn't get that far.
Oh, so he takes off his shirt, picks up the guy, and slams him. Oh, that's a suplex.
Like, it's any tackle allowed.
Is this Russia?
I don't know.
Because, dude, that was some rough.
Oh.
So they're all wearing what's it called? Unitards.
It's quick access, take your darts off, and let's party.
Dude. Does it have a name?
It
says wrestle ball.
Basketball, wrestling, international wrestle ball. Yeah.
I think it's technically considered wrestle ball, like wrestling.
It's like a mixture of rugby, basketball, WWE.
Does it say anything about what country that's in? Because that's intense.
Wrestle ball? I don't know.
Wrestle ball. Like, if you're out there and you want to check it out, wait until after the show.
No, pull it up on your phone and just get hyped.
Most
for
people
it.
Are just watching on their phone.
Could you imagine that, like Shaq, if he was a wrestle ball player?
Dude, don't even get me started on that.
Big 7
Ming Yao,
foot
or
guy.
What's his name? Is it Yao Ming? That's
but he was scrawny.
He wasn't scrawny.
He's a big guy,
dude. He's huge. He's thick.
Shaq is a big
dude.
I'd be more afraid of Shaq.
I was going to say you should just look that up. Shaq beside Yao Ming.
Man, it doesn't say.
Because they're both monsters.
Russia. It's Russian championship.
It looked like Russia. So wrestling ball.
Wrestling ball was the first one.
Is it a matted floor?
I don't think
so.
That
has a little bit of give. I mean, it's Russia. It's probably not.
No. This is...
Careful if the music goes through. We might get...
keep talking.
Get kicked.
But, like, it looks like you don't have to dribble either. Like, it looks like you can just run and shoot.
Yeah. So it's kind of more of a rugby end on that.
Yeah. But, like...
Dude.
Just, I've watched, like, a highlight tape of some random guy. And it was awesome. Like, you just see him one time. He just waited for the guy to shoot. And, like, he just let him just because he wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
And then the other one was ice skating football.
Ice skating football. I remember you talking about this one a little while back.
This one is exactly what it sounds like, but you throw the football through the goal.
Okay.
So, like, it's still the hockey net, and it's...
Wait a second. I think your camera is the one on the computer. Is it? I'm looking at the Facebook.
Maybe.
Oh, no, it's right. It's just flipped.
But, like, yard lines, they're just running.
Okay, so they're in hockey outfits almost.
And you just, I guess.
Are they in shoes? Yeah, they don't have skates on.
It looks terrible on your knees. And it's like they're not going nowhere fast.
Right.
But it's like you get slammed against that board, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Or slammed
on especially
the ice.
With no footing, really. That's funny.
Like, I want these sports to come to America.
Well, they do that during halftime shows and stuff. Like, in hockey, they'll bring, like, fans down and let them do broom ball
and stuff like that.
But
let's make a joke out of the fans supporting us and let everybody laugh.
Which is fun. I think I enjoy that, and I'd want to get down there. But wrestle ball, by far.
Wrestle ball, like, I would pay big money to go see.
Well, what is the thing they do in Russia now, too? I saw a big clip that's been going around of 2-on-1, like UFC. So they're doing UFC two versus one, but
they
it's
also
like in
5v5.
5v5?
Yeah, dude.
I've seen that too. That's insane. But now the 2v1, the one that's going viral right now is they're doing 2v1, and the one guy, one of the two, have the guy down in a submission, and the other guy comes over to kick him. And the ref got mad and was like, he's already got him in a submission. You can't hit him. And so the ref knocks the guy out that's trying to kick him. I'm just like, man, Russia don't play.
That's like God rules.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
This one's in, I guess that flag was Spain or Germany. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I'm not well educated in my flags.
Maybe you should do some studying. It's all good.
I'm about to like get rocked to invest in this.
Yeah. Those are some fun sports out there, man. You'll get them from time to time.
You think of any sports you can combine to make fun?
I mean, I'm not a sports person, so it's really hard. I mean, it always goes back to basketball. The guys who created South Park made that movie Basketball, where they combined baseball, backyard basketball.
So let me try to open up your mind here. A lot of things are sports that you try, but you don't think of them as sports.
Okay.
So, like, you probably play cornhole.
Yeah.
That's a sport. Snowboarding. It's a sport.
Okay.
Not only, it's like activities or sports.
Yeah.
Spike ball. That's a sport.
I've never played spike ball.
Me either.
I've had opportunity. I do like can jam, where you throw the frisbee into the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one a lot.
There's got to be, like, what if we made, like, sport gauntlet?
Gauntlet?
Gauntlet, yeah.
Where you, like, get on a beam and try to knock each other off?
Like, let's put different... No. Like, let's just put, like, lottery ball.
Okay.
You have, like, a team of six, and it's, like, you get 15 minutes, whatever sport comes out of lottery ball.
Okay.
And then you play it for an hour.
Okay.
So it's, like, you could play soccer, and then you could go to, like, badminton.
That's a lot of work, because you have to have all the equipment for every sport.
I'm just thinking out loud, man.
That's like, good. You got to hash it out.
People can buy, like, race car tracks and, like... Yeah. Dude Perfect's got a factory. Why can't we do it?
Now, Dude Perfect has a whole... They've got everything.
Yeah, so we can do it.
Yeah.
Aren't they building like a $50 million amusement park?
I'm sure. I don't even know how they're relevant anymore. I mean, you can't even go through their backlog to get through it all the way in a day.
They're sketchy. Randy said what's up.
What's going on, Randy? Nice to have you. We're just talking about combined sports. Sports that they put together that shouldn't be together, but end up being great.
What can we throw jiu-jitsu in?
Dude, you can put jiu-jitsu on anything. Like, what if you put it together for, let's see, because, I mean, we like to put defense on stuff that you don't need defense. Well, can jam. You can have defense where you knock the frisbee away, but it would have to be contact.
Okay.
Don't want to do it with horseshoes. Don't want to do it with cornhole.
What about
balance bar jiu-jitsu?
Oh, that'd be great.
So the balance bar is where they have to get up there and do flips and all that stuff. But you're balancing while fighting each other.
Gymnastics jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You got to do a floor routine while fighting.
You have to have a flag twirling around.
Or what if you had like a table ice hockey?
Okay.
But there's only one goal and it revolves around the corner. So you have to fight each other to get to the puck and shoot at it.
Well, you'd have that opportunity just to knock it in your own goal. Like, it's going around.
It comes off whoever's puck.
Ah.
See, you bend the rules, too.
Yeah. I'm good at that.
I think we're on this stuff. Now we just need to try it.
You're right. There's a lot of ways to do that. We could probably set something up in the sanctuary here that you guys are working on after everybody's gone.
Like,
we get done with the show. You got a ping pong table still?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, we could make something out of a ping pong. We'll put it in the middle of the sanctuary and...
UFC.
Play with your friend that dropped in yesterday.
UFC badminton?
UFC badminton?
So, like, your opponent comes on your side? Like, so it's one opponent, and, like, it's your partner versus an opponent? You guys got it.
What about...
That'd be awesome.
So you got pickleball. What if we had badminton, but scaled up, where you have to use, like, a bowling ball for the ball, and they have badminton rackets that are, like, heavy-duty steel? So you have to have the strength to be able to bounce off of your racket, a bowling ball.
That just sounds like a torn shoulder.
Well, it could be if you've not trained.
Or like if you know how you hit a baseball bat wrong and it just ring your arm?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, okay, let's change it from a bowling ball to something that's still, I would say a dodgeball, one of the tournament-style dodgeballs.
That'd be good.
The rubber kind that you used to get pelted in the face with as a kid.
Let's bring back Sting Pong.
Sting Pong?
Never played that.
where if somebody messes up, they have to take a hit to the back with the ball?
I mean, you can play that way. We just used to play Sting Pong for fun.
We just hit each other.
It was who taps out. You take the paddle, cover your neck, lift up your shirt.
Okay.
It was game after that.
I mean, it could be fun. If you have any ideas out there in the chat, if you're watching later or if you're watching live, let us know some sports that you think should go together. You can leave us a message through Facebook. You can leave us a comment on YouTube. Anything that you might be watching on, be sure to leave us a little something if you have an idea of two good sports to go together. Maybe we'll make a video of that, us getting together when everybody shows up, and we'll go out in the parking lot and just make it happen.
I think we need a Pod Bless Olympics.
Ooh.
Because I feel like all of you have different skill sets.
We do.
And it would be really good.
It could be a really good time.
Do you listen to New Heights at all?
New Heights?
It's the Kelsey Brothers.
Oh, it's their podcast?
Yeah, it's okay. Really good. I listen to it all the time. They're coming to Cincinnati for a live show.
Oh, the Taft?
No, they're doing it in Nippert.
In what?
Nippert Stadium. Like, they're putting it in the football stadium.
What?
Like, they're going to sit on the field, apparently.
Nice.
And they're doing...
Dude, well, he does have the power of Tay Swift with him.
So they're doing the they're doing the Nerd Olympics is what they're calling it. They're going to take a bunch of people from the football team.
Okay.
And a bunch of high scholar academic people. And they're making just, like, a gauntlet of, like...
It's going to be ridiculous. When's that happening? Probably next year.
It's April.
In April?
They're going to do it soon. Like, oh, my tickets goodness. Just went on sale last week. And
and they got Burrow in town.
Well, yeah, they said, we'll get some NFL players. Yeah, we're gonna, like,
they've got the Bengals.
So everybody's flipping out, like, in Cincinnati, like, oh, Taylor might come. Oh, like,
I don't even worry about Taylor coming. Like, it's gonna That'll sell some tickets, though.
They're apparently, like, it crashed the website in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And, like, apparently they got word that they're on track for the Guinness World Record of World's Biggest Live Show.
That's insane.
It's a football stadium.
Tay, man. Tay, make it happen. Tay all day. I can't see nothing with the shades on. Sorry, opening day for the Reds.
Lawn dart minesweeper.
Lawn dart minesweeper. Now, see? This is good thinking. So you don't have to have full-on bombs, but you could do, I don't know. What was the snappers you used to throw at the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Snap, snap. You could do something, but, like, just bigger. So if the lawn dart hits it, pow, it'll...
For actually, legal reasons, I'm just going to say...
blasting caps.
I had this one friend who was a jerk. And he always thought it'd be funny one 4th of July.
Yeah.
If he took the mortar shells and didn't put them in the tube and lit them and threw them.
We've done that quite a few times.
Yeah. And thank God they were like the $13 ones and not like the $40 ones.
See, I thought it was funny to take a wick and light a wick and throw it. Like, take it out of the firework and light it and go, nah!
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, no, and nothing happens.
I mean, I always was the guy throwing firecrackers and stuff. Have you seen the one where people go to the bathroom, you slide the firecracker in the
door? Yeah,
I want to do that. Like,
see, I did that when I was younger. We used to shoot bottle rockets either. Whistlers. People would always catch their pants on fire, and a whole brick would go off in their pants. Yeah, we've had a lot. I've bled a lot from fireworks.
I was supervising some people one night. And
at the slopes?
No. My buddy lived across the street from the graveyard, and we were gonna go light fireworks across the street from it.
Wake the dead.
And my one buddy just said, why are we going to the graveyard? Didn't tell us what he was doing, but I'm like, no, like, where are you going? Wait for us. Like,
yeah.
We were, like, 20 at the time.
Yeah, you're not far off, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just there making sure people weren't getting hurt or in trouble. And on the middle of 16, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. He walked out there, pulled down his pants.
Okay.
Put a Roman candle.
Between his cheeks.
And lay down in the middle of the road, like, stop traffic. It was just like, get a picture.
Oh, my goodness. See, it was always a bottle rocket idea to do that, but a Roman candle, that's dangerous. Because my dad was always like, hey, it could shoot out the back end. Be careful.
Well, like, he didn't put it like, exactly. He, like, tightened his legs, but it was still like a, you just imagine driving by and there's some kid.
Idiot kid, yeah.
Like, shit.
Yeah, we've all had our moments, I would say.
Oh, good times.
What was his, that was the comment about that lawn darts and.
Yeah, the Matt Barber. Yeah, hey, y'all.
If you have any more ideas about sports to mix together, guys, let us know. The firework thing, we went on a different tangent there. But
we got time.
Let's go ahead and hit my music, and we'll jump into the fun thing.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Not that yours wasn't fun. I said that, and I was like, why did I say that?
Oh, I wouldn't blame
yours
you.
Was a lot of fun.
I'm just hoping our special guest comes in, honestly.
If he doesn't, I'll help tell the story.
I'm going to walk out there and yell at him.
Quit drilling holes in the wall again.
I know.
Oh, yeah, for those of you that don't know, Joey and Brett are not on the show tonight. Joey is actually currently in the building working on the sanctuary of the church because they're trying to get it ready for Easter because they're doing a bunch of renovations. If you're looking for a church to go to, come on out here to Middle of Nowhere Complex Street something.
Oh, I think I still have the church address from last night.
No. Oh, yeah. But yeah, come on out on Easter Sunday if you want to be a part of their festivities and see the new sanctuary. It's pretty dope. And you could possibly get some autographs from Pod Bless. I don't know. From two of them, anyway. I won't be here.
I won't be here either, probably.
Oh, really? Skipping out on Easter?
Dude, I've missed like the past month and a half. I did that half marathon and then I'm training. Yeah. And like, it's just stuff pops up
and
on Sunday.
You don't like to go to church, yeah. So what we're going to do for my segment tonight, Noah and I have been hashing out some fun things, and we don't have it up for on the screen, but we'll hold it up so you could possibly see a little bit. But if you have a piece of paper and you want to write some stuff down, we'll try to give you a visual of what's going on. I'm not going to hold it up the whole time. But if you're out there and you want to see it, tune into the video on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch. We can help you get squared away with this. But we're going to do a bracket since how we're in the March of Madness, and it's almost over as far as March goes. I mean, there's still more basketball and stuff going on, but Easter's coming up this Sunday, so we're going to do an Easter bracket of Easter candies. I don't know. Trying to have some music there. But we've written down quite a few different candies that we're going to have go up against each other, and we'll just have to go two at a time and see what you think as viewers out there. And ultimately, Noah and I will have the say-so in which one wins in this bracket. We've got a big comment that come in there.
You gave that big advertisement and gave no information on what the church is named or where it's at. Well, Matt Barber, I think it's 2040.
No.
Not that one.
That's trying to give out my address. Yeah, I don't go to church here, so I'm not giving out all the information. But if you are looking for it, it's named Grace Point Church. You can look it up on Facebook, and they have all the information. And they probably have a website.
I'm employed here, actually.
Really?
Oh, that's what I told the police last week.
Whole another story.
They were like, you work here? I was like, yeah.
So anyway, we're going to be doing a bracket of Easter candies, your favorites and your least favorites. We have a bracket of, was it 14?
12.
12. I was a little bit off, but I'm going to read off two of the candies, and then we're going to keep working our way down. Can you pass me a pen so that I can mark? Could you pass me a pen? Chucking them across the room. And we're going to see who wins this Easter candy bracket. I know we've done a few brackets, and we've even done candies before. But I'm going to jump down to this lower bracket, and we're going to see what goes together. So, to start off, we have Starburst eggs. Is that correct, Noah? Starburst eggs?
Where are you looking
or the jelly beans?
That's the jelly beans.
Okay, so we have Starburst jelly beans versus...
No, that's just regular jelly beans.
Is that what you're considering, regular jelly beans?
Yeah.
Oh, I jumped down here to the bottom.
There's just a raccoon that walked by outside the window.
You just seen it? There's a cat that goes around a lot, too.
No. That was a raccoon. Just walked through the front door. Like,
the door's open, too. Both front doors are
the
open.
The redneck in me wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, you should text somebody at least.
If
say,
I just
hey.
Ran out there and walked in.
Just put it in the vault.
I got it, pet.
So, let's. If you're out there viewing, we're going to go with Jelly Belly jelly beans, as far as Easter candies go, if you remember from childhood, versus Peeps. The worst candy of all time.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going Peeps.
You really? You're
going
Peeps? I'm going Jelly Belly jelly beans. So if there's anybody out there viewing.
Randy's not on my side.
You say jelly beans or the raccoon?
said peeps are flipping awful.
Okay, so that's two votes for jelly. Jelly belly jelly beans.
Yeah, it's a church podcast.
You can't read off the full comment.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we've got Randy helping us out here. So we're going to jump over.
Yeah, it's definitely jelly belly.
To the east side. And we're going to do Reese's eggs, which are the peanut butter cup eggs. So it's basically just a Reese's peanut butter cup, but in the egg form, versus solid chocolate bunnies. Just the plain old chocolate bunny, Hershey, I guess, to put a name with it.
I don't know. The hollow bunnies are kind of good.
I mean, they are a staple of Easter, if you ever got an Easter basket as a kid.
But I will say, those Reese's, for some reason, when they shape them in their different ways,
they taste different. Right. They really do. It's like they put a little extra love in
them. I gotta go Reese's.
I'm gonna go Reese's, too.
Clear winner.
Yeah. Reese's. Is that what he went with as well?
Everybody went with Reese's.
Reese's egg. Okay. I'm gonna jump back over here on the West bracket. Robin eggs, those little chocolatey, candy coated eggs that suck, and marshmallow eggs. Is that what you were saying it was? Marsh eggs?
Whatever ones come in that little milk carton.
Okay. I think those are the poppies.
They're not, though.
They're not?
Oh, my gosh.
Because they have marshmallows on the inside with chocolate on the outside.
Why didn't I just look it up earlier?
Both are not very good. So robin eggs and
marshmallow
eggs.
I don't know. I like those marshmallow eggs.
Well, if you can find the name of it to be more clarifying, we'll go with that. And we didn't vote peeps in, so we do kind of need a marshmallow base.
They're just Zachary chocolate Easter eggs.
Yeah, but they're chocolate on the outside with marshmallow in the middle?
Yeah, and they come in like an egg carton.
And they come in an egg carton.
Or like a dollar. They're awesome.
I'll go with that because the robin eggs are a staple, but they do suck. What was the name of them again?
Zach Easter eggs.
Okay.
They're so good. I like kind of stockpile up on them when they go on sale.
It's a something from your childhood that you can't let go. Jumping back over to the east side bracket, we're going to go with edible grass, which is the... goes in the basket.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can eat the whole basket.
Or Easter peanut M&Ms. They come in the light blue bag. So they're like Eastery. They have the Eastery colors. We got a big comment.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Never had peanut M&Ms.
You've never had? Well, you're allergic to peanuts.
I'm not.
You're allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know why, man. Easter.
Those are my favorites.
Can't have anything.
It's true. What was the last comment in here?
I like the Whopper eggs and also the chocolate. Ooh.
The what?
We can't even finish. Just thought about the taste. Oh, he said I like the Whopper eggs and also the chocolate with caramel eggs.
Okay. Well, the chocolate with caramel is the Cadbury.
We got peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, peanut and M&Ms win for me on that one, too.
Grass is just thrown in there because it's fun.
It's one of those Easter things that you have to put in there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Jumping back over to the West Coast bracket, we're going to go with Cadbury eggs, which is the one with the cream and the... Not caramel in the middle, but it's like, you know, it's got the cream and the yellow in the middle as well.
Is it like custard?
It's hard to explain, but it's like a really thick icing. So it's white icing with a yellow center.
Oh, I've had a couple.
Yeah, you've had Cadbury. It's a very huge staple in my childhood. Or the sweet tarts, the Easter Bunny sweet tarts. And it doesn't matter what anybody says.
I don't like sweet tarts.
I'm going Cadbury eggs.
Did you see that Cadbury announced the bunny of the year?
No.
It's not a bunny.
What is it?
A raccoon.
That was added placement right there, the raccoon walking by the window.
Yeah, no, they were like, I think, what was his name?
They used to have the commercials of Cadbury where they had a lion trying to do it. They had a pig trying to do it.
But the bunny would always win.
Yeah, bunny was going, muck, 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 muck. Yeah, Cadbury bunny.
Oh, what was his name? I think they named him Pete or something. Louie the Raccoon.
Louie the Raccoon.
And he's smiling, eating an egg with Easter bunnies.
Nice.
Won $7,000.
Wow. What does the raccoon do with $7,000?
He's an advocate for saving raccoons, apparently.
Okay.
So I guess.
Those little thieves.
Yeah.
Trash bins. So now here we put Starbursts. Now, were you saying like a specific Starburst or just square Starburst?
Starburst jelly beans are in a league of their own.
Jelly beans, got you.
You can't put them with jelly beans because they're not.
Well, and this is the big coup de grace as far as it goes to that, because we have standard Easter eggs, boiled Easter eggs. which is, as a grown man, it is my favorite.
It's funny because I just had a friend Snapchat me and they were making eggs and she was like, resisting the urge to eat these before we dye them is right. A real thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. They're better once you cool them down.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but.
We got a ton of comments coming in here. See if there's any for the Starburst eggs, Starburst jelly beans versus candy canes. It's not on the list.
It is now.
That's Christmas, too. Candy, you don't do candy canes on Easter.
I mean, I can't speak for the regular egg.
I'm sure Big Candy Co. Is wanting to push the candy canes on Easter as well. But Starburst jelly beans or boiled eggs for Easter eggs.
Starburst jelly beans, Trump.
And it is a candy bracket, so I will have to go with Starburst jelly beans.
Trump's everything, dude.
It's huge. So, to go to this bracket here, we're going to jump up to jelly beans versus marshmallow eggs. Jelly beans. And this is Jelly Belly jelly beans. Yeah. The standard crappy jelly beans. Oh, it all went away.
I refreshed it. Okay. I have to refresh it every 3 minutes.
That's not good. We got jelly beans versus marshmallow eggs, and I think we're just going to have to go with Jelly Belly jelly beans because marshmallow eggs.
I'll argue it, but I don't agree.
You're the only person arguing it.
I know. Matt was on our side.
Mike. Randy? Matt. Randy and Matt probably were in there.
Can't keep track.
Yeah, I know, right? Those twins, they just look so much alike.
Yep.
Okay, check the comments here. And then we have Reese's eggs. Go ahead and put Reese's in the championship with Cadbury eggs, Matt says. So Reese's eggs is going to beat out peanut M&Ms. And I have to agree with that all the way through. It's one of the biggest staples. So then we're going to have Cadbury eggs versus Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Cadbury.
Yes, Cadbury eggs is going to win that one. We don't even have to take it to
a
vote.
Walk in the park after the first round.
And then, but we have Starburst jelly beans versus Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Starburst all day.
Well, now this is going to have to go down to a vote from Randy and Matt because we got Reese's eggs versus Starburst jelly beans going down to the final bracket of it.
I used to get mad if all my jelly beans were the Starburst ones.
You would get mad if your jelly beans were not the Starburst ones?
Yeah. I'd be like, these things are trash.
We've got one vote for Reese's.
Recently, Jolly Ranchers came out with their own jelly beans, and they're up there.
Oh, yeah, Jolly Ranchers. They are good. I've not had a Jolly Ranchers in forever. So we have Randy and Matt going with Reese's along with me, 3-1. So
trash.
No, not trash.
You guys can eat them things all year round.
You keep your jelly beans to yourself, bud. So now, final bracket. Final two. The over-unders. I don't know that stuff, but one's over the other. I don't know.
50-50 shot.
So we have Cadbury eggs versus Reese's peanut butter cup eggs.
It's got to be Cadbury.
For our Easter candy bracket March. Well, yeah, and Easter's in March this year, too.
I'm not even voting for Reese's.
You're not even voting for Reese's? You're going straight Cadbury eggs?
Oh, yeah.
It's just the madness of the jelly beans not winning.
It's just something like you can only get them for like a month.
That's true. I mean, if you go up and stock up at Sam's Club, you could probably have them for a long time. Yeah. You got one vote for Reese's when it comes to the final Cadbury egg versus Reese's egg. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say peanut butter, but.
Well, they have peanut butter in, yeah.
He said pea butter.
Pea butter. I think that's what he was going for. That's two votes online coming in for the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup eggs overdoing Cadbury eggs. We don't have any good music because he's too focused on the game.
No, I'm mad I lost.
There's like a ba-da. There we go. Perfect. So in our Easter candy bracket, if it focuses in, there's a bunch of gibberish scribbled on there.
Gosh, we're terrible at handwriting.
Well, you know.
It's a guy thing.
It is, probably. I used to have great handwriting, but I was so slow that they thought I had a learning disorder, so I had to speed up writing, and then it got worse.
Did you just walk the class slower?
No, I just didn't finish work as fast as the other kids.
Oh, that's
I went
a problem.
To special school and everything.
Really?
Yeah. They just found out it was ADD.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get your special bus seat?
I had special medicine. I called it candy. But anyway. So, yeah, that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Eggs wins out for the Easter candy bracket. Thanks for tuning in and helping us with that. You know what we didn't do with all this spare time that we had was look up a Pod Bless segment.
I got a few still in the
If you
archive.
Still have one, pop up on your phone there and see if we can pull that together as I sit here and
I mean,
ramble
I was
on.
Honestly about to yell at Joey to get in here.
To tell that story. We could do that as our Pod Bless segment. It is a new segment.
That
to us.
That person does need blessed.
Let's do this. Let's get on that. Grab the music. You can tell the story. I'll help tell it.
I don't want to tell this. Hey, get in here.
That's it.
No,
are you
going to
do the?
You
going to do your bit? We're going to make it the Pod Bless segment.
Yeah, I'll do his bit. What do you want me to do?
We're going to tell the story about what happened with Noah.
Yeah, I'll be off mic, Joey.
If you connect your phone, we can just.
Can you hear me?
No, it's not turned on right now.
Check that.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it should be plugged in.
Oh, yeah, you guys should be able to hear me.
Then. You're not popping up at all.
Turn the volume up on it, and you have it muted.
That'll help if you turn the volume up now.
There you go.
Now you got
you
me.
Know what? It's
hey,
the first
I
kind of
like standing.
Everything.
Should we stand for the podcast?
You got a lot of hyper.
I know this could be
activity.
Good for me.
It could be. Your thing.
He was
would
just
tell?
Downing a monster.
Or if we just get corded mics, you can just walk around.
Oh,
and hold
right,
corded
like
mic.
A pace.
Yeah.
What do you want me to tell?
Wait, he's on his phone always anyways. Why didn't we just, like, have him work and then just
Yeah, just
there?
Hold your phone up and...
Like, selfie the whole time? Let me see if I connected.
See if you can connect it.
I was just more or less talking while you were just drilling holes everywhere.
If it connects... Oh, yeah, it should connect. But if it does, just go over to the all, and we'll have Joey on here as he holds his phone.
Continuity camera, that's what it's called.
There you go.
Hold on, wait for it.
Oh, he's already clicked on it. It's fine.
Wait for it.
Hey. Hey. Turn it around. There you go.
Hey.
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to hold the camera?
I can hold it for you.
That grays pop.
Shaky cam?
What if you lean it against your phone?
I could do that.
Do you have a stand? Where's the stand?
There's one sitting around, but not the
right.
big one.
Oh, we're going to get an up angle on me? That's going to show my chins.
It's going to be quick.
Don't worry. You don't have chins.
Now it looks like a radio interview.
Right? Okay. What am I telling? What happened?
So hit the Pod Bless music first.
Pod Bless your heart.
You're going with the tale of events that happened yesterday.
Oh, I'm telling it.
Yeah, you're going to tell the story, and then we're going
to
bless.
Are we allowed to talk about it? It's an ongoing investigation.
Oh, well, the person's getting blessed.
I think we're fine.
Huh?
The person's getting blessed.
Oh, did the music play already?
Yeah,
yeah he okay, just played. We're
good. Yeah, we do need to bless this person. Yeah, we had a little bit of an incident with... an intruder, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was.
Yeah, because that's what it was. Somebody came into the church when they weren't supposed to be here. I've never met them. I don't know if anybody had ever met them that it goes here. They may not have. Came in, found some... We've been doing a construction project up here, and there was like a box of... Or a bucket of epoxy somebody kicked over onto the floor, and somebody had been in my office, and they took... two Bibles.
They ate my special brownies. Not like that kind of Colorado
not that kind
special.
Of special. Yeah,
it was
relax.
No egg brownies.
Took two of my Bibles that were sitting on top of my iPad, but not my iPad. Took a daily devotion and my backpack, which had a couple sentimental things to me. Nothing that was like, you know, super high value, but ended up they... Oh, look, my camera is right in your camera.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't even pay attention to that.
I just noticed that. I looked up. I was like, what is happening there? Yeah. Yeah.
I was just
so
trying to get it set
it was a pretty dramatic day. You want me to
Don't
just
worry.
Crouch?
No, I'll fix it.
Okay. Pretty dramatic, trying to figure out what happened. So I come in, and I obviously I want my backpack back with the stuff that was in it. And Noah heard about it and decided to become a detective. And he went online.
I legit was like... I sent the gif of the I will find you and I will kill you.
It was crazy.
He walked on my fresh epoxy floor.
He did. He walked on the floor and
my brownies.
Set us back
they,
about 12
let's say
hours.
They.
You're right. I mean,
yeah,
probably,
let's say
probably,
I don't
you're
want
not
to
wrong.
Classify
to be politically
person.
Correct.
You're right. You're not wrong. And we're not, don't say the person's name. But yeah, so they.
You see what Matt said? These brownies are too cold. These brownies are too hot.
Yeah, right.
Go eat a Hot Pocket.
I would love a Hot Pocket right now. And it was, I mean, it's traumatic when people steal stuff from you. Like, that stinks. I figured I'd never see this stuff again. Noah ends up going online and finding the arrest records. I guess you can go online and find, like, your county's arrest records from the day.
I literally just criminal-minded it.
Yeah. And, like, my mom saw this person here. And so he showed her the pictures, and she was like, oh, that's clearly the person.
Yeah.
And so he called the police.
Had his dad describe him. I was like, Joe, how would you describe the guy? And Linda was like being nice about it. Yeah. His dad was being mean about it. And I was like,
I found somewhere in the middle.
I was like, there's no way this guy just walked around a business district and nobody called the cops.
So he got nailed for trespassing at noon and then released at 1. But the officers went over and found him and asked him for the stuff back, and he gave it back. So that night I got my bag back.
Oh, so he didn't go. He's not in jail right now.
I'm pretty sure he might be. I don't know for sure.
He got a $10,000 bond now.
Ooh. Oh, how do you know this?
I looked him back up.
Why is all this public knowledge? I feel like that's kind of creepy.
Once you break the law,
but it's like innocent until proven guilty, right? Like he. Okay, I know. He actually got some more charges. I know
than the
that he did it, but like it's clear that he did it. But like the court system's weird. Oh, that's all I have to say about
it. It was really funny how the cop was like, "You're just assuming this guy you found online was the guy that."
Oh no, we knew it. Like,
and I was like, "Yeah,
eyewitness testimony,
100%."
And turns out the guy is like, or the person,
The person,
has a history of. Of some problems, not just with the law, but like, you know, being up, being down.
Good enough to be on a first name basis with the
sheriff's they
department.
Knew who they were talking about.
Like, they're like, okay, we know you figured this out.
Yes, yes. And
like,
so
I was saying stuff, and the cop was like,
yep,
well,
that sounds like
you described this person.
Like, he was like, that sounds like them.
That's funny.
And there was other evidence, and then the person admitted to it. Like, that's why they didn't have to do a full report.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, basically. And
like
they,
I wasn't trying to be nefarious. It was just something that I fell upon.
Seriously,
like, oh, hey.
Could have done so much more damage. Yeah. Could have stolen so much stuff.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Like, was just
we wouldn't have been
around.
Doing this podcast. If
no,
you,
no,
you would have taken
all
that
sitting right in that chair and decided not to cash in on thousands of dollars. So
that's
don't touch those.
Right
maybe
here.
Ew.
Those were broken anyways. So we upgraded our security system now, so that won't happen again, which is nice, hopefully. Well, if it does, then
dogs are barking.
We'll have it on tape.
German shepherds just walking around the building.
Oh, yeah, I'll be walking around here at night.
But nobody got hurt. Hopefully That's this good. Person will get help, and they'll go to some type of a program or a rehabilitation thing instead of just straight up prison, because I'm not totally convinced prison rehabilitates people. But
well, I'm not totally convinced.
I've seen a lot of people talk about this person online, and it seems that everybody else is in agreement.
You know, I'm a hopeless optimist, so I would love for this to be the thing that helped them get what they need and live a life that wasn't as erratic and unstable. But can't make people get help, but hopefully this helps in some way.
We should have lied and said we just heard this story, because there's so many other crazy details you can't say.
I am not saying all of the details.
I'm not either, but I'm saying we should have just said we
heard
not this
saying
story.
If you want to hear all the extra details, tune in to our Patreon.
Podbless
After Dark.
I told the detective, like, I'm not looking to make this person's life any more difficult.
Wait, Noah? The detective?
Yeah, right. No, the detective.
I tried to get a badge or something.
We don't want to make like anybody's life more difficult.
Those little wings you get on the airplane. Look, you're an honorary pilot, buddy.
I was like, I need something for this.
But like, you know, I really just, really in my bag, there was something that my grandpa had carried on him all the time that I keep with me all the time.
Yeah.
And I could have lost the rest of the bag.
Yeah.
He could have taken my iPad. I wouldn't have cared. Like,
so tonight's my night. If I want to steal something from your office, you'd be like, wait a minute, dude, this is missing.
We already did a check.
Oh, shoot.
I really wanted that back. And then when the officer brought the bag back to me at like 9:30 at night, like he showed up here.
It was 8:30. We were heading the Lowe's.
It was cool. Yeah, you're right. And
so this all happened yesterday.
Found it at 4. Joey had his back 4 hours.
Yes, like bag stolen at 6 in the morning, that's bag great. Back to me at 8:30 p.m. Yeah. With almost everything intact. The only thing he didn't get back, he kept one of the Bibles, which is whatever, read it, man. If you need it, read it, or person. And my chargers, I guess they needed phone chargers.
The cops did.
Yeah, right. No, they didn't go through it. There was some stuff I wasn't going to add in. Oh, okay, but there was stuff I found in there that was his that I gave back to the officer.
That was actually
and things I found there that weren't his that I gave back to the officer.
He got charged with that too.
Yeah, of course that was. I mean, that's how that
proves that he stole something from somebody else.
Yeah, receiving stolen.
Which is, I'm glad I went through it, or they would have given me that, and then I don't know what.
I mean, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, right.
I
mean,
just a wild
story. It was a crazy story, crazy time. I hope the person gets the help that they need. Like, it can't be fun living a life like that, man. No. So.
Well, and when you get down to that point, that's just something that you deal with.
And
all
he wasn't
the time.
That old. I mean,
no, he was my age.
Yeah, like not so.
Yeah. So, guy who broke into the church.
Yes.
And
we mean this one
justice.
Not as like you're an idiot, but I really hope that. Like that things start to break your way and we can work this out.
Joey means it that way. Noah and I mean it. Pod bless your heart.
Yes. Also, I'm standing for the rest of the shows with you. This is awesome. So
I feel like this is my chance to like get
go back to the double so I can take my phone back. Good to see you guys.
Go on the audio on the video there. Change it over. Well, that was interesting.
Disconnected.
Oh, I was going to like hoping you weren't going to do that. As soon as you walked out, I was going to like follow you. We were going to live stream you.
Yes, unknowingly. That would have been.
Are you leaving actually?
No. He's still working.
Oh, I'll be out there in a little. I'll be out there in a little bit. I'm not going to play Call of Duty tonight. I got to I got to stop playing that thing, man. I maxed out last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
500
for a couple games. No, 450.
Oh, 450. Is
apparently April 3rd they're bumping it up again, I think.
That's neat.
It's not. I get like a week of being max level, and
is that the same time they'll do a new
new season?
New season.
I don't know. We gotta find a new game to play.
After Dark, hosted by Randy. That's what Randy was saying.
This thing is jumping from like 10 viewers to 0 viewers.
Dude, it's all over the place.
The comments aren't loading.
We either need to get a
or
Ethernet
maybe just
cord.
Update everything.
Well. Update the computer, you mean?
No, every program we run.
That's true. We probably should do that.
We don't. Oh, yeah, there's Jell-O eggs.
Oh, wow, we didn't see Jell-O eggs. Dude, I forgot all about Jell-O eggs.
I just never heard of this.
You never had, like, Jell-O, right?
Yeah.
But they have forms that you can make Jell-O eggs. And so it looks like, just like a boiled egg.
You just pass it out?
You just eat it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Jell-O eggs? Dude, it's
never
just Jell-O.
Really had, like,
in just
family
egg form.
Easters, man.
Oh. Sorry, dude.
I can't eat eggs.
Well, you can eat Jell-O eggs because they have no eggs in them.
I'm afraid of them. They got the word egg.
Nah.
I don't play with that.
Are you allergic to the shape?
I think it's just anything. Like, mention the word egg.
Anywhere close to it. Well, we ended up getting Joey on here to share that story. That's a good pod bless. That'll go down in the books there. That,
like, it should have been me.
It was crazy.
Got so many thoughts that I'm like,
very interesting character,
very
cool. Well, we made it through a show.
Barely.
Yeah, appreciate those who tuned in with us, that commented in to be a part of the show. Thank you, Randy and Matt and Rosemarie and Floyd, and I think there was somebody else.
It's only those four comments that stick from the first 5 minutes.
Isn't that weird?
Nothing else pops up.
We need to check that out and see if we need to pay more for better service. I think it's just if we hooked an Ethernet cord up, it would change everything.
I don't think so.
I think so. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you're out there, be sure to share the video with some people if you like. Share it through Facebook, share it through YouTube, or take it from YouTube and share it on other platforms. Send it to some friends. Let them find out what it's all about. We're up here in the Northern Kentucky, Greater Cincinnati area. Congratulations out there to the Reds. Don't know if they won today.
Oh, they won.
Good.
Like
yeah.
8-2.
Opening day. Way to go, Reds. Keep it up the good work.
Undefeated season.
If you're looking for a place to have Easter, find your local church and let the kids have some Easter egg hunts.
Find eggs. Find God.
There you go. Find eggs and find God. I think we're having a baptism. I think my son might be getting baptized this weekend.
Good for him, man.
They talked about it, and he was like, I want to.
Dude, I'm still not even a member here.
Hey.
Or baptized.
You don't have to pay tithe if you're not a member, so that works out.
Why am I here?
Why are you here?
I don't know, dude.
Come over to my church. We'll put you in.
No, my brother goes there.
Oh, that's true. That's right. But yeah, be sure to share the show. If you say so much, if you're listening to the audio, be sure to share that with a friend. If you have people that don't like it, make sure to share it with them so they can find reasons they don't like it. That'll get us some more views. Trying to think of anything else fun to share with you guys. Tune in with us next week, which will be April. Easter will be passed by then. Tune in with us with April, the first week of April, and hopefully we'll celebrate some April Fool's Day. It's coming up. Don't forget about it. It's my favorite holiday.
Let's be real. Brett's not listening to this. Joey's not listening to this. We could, like...
just keep going.
We could get them back.
Get them. Like, plan a April Fool's prank right now.
Like... what if, all right, hear me out real quick. So sugar-free gummy worms just make you have really bad gas really quick.
Do they?
What if I just switched the bags and I was like, guys, you got to try these gummy worms.
I don't think you'd have to switch them. We wouldn't realize it, and they would just have farts anyway.
Or like, let's like.
If you just just bring them in and lay them on the table.
If I put X-Lax in their drink, does that really mean?
Don't do it in the drink. If you make hot cocoa, because you get it in chocolate bar form. We made brownies at Bible College and cut up all the chocolate.
I just feel like we need something.
April Fool's. I mean, we need to make it happen. It is my favorite
That's
holiday.
Such a mean April Fool's. Like, we're actually, like, crapping your brains out in the bathroom.
I mean, as a grown man, I have diarrhea 4 to 5 times a week.
If you got comments on how we can prank them for not being here.
Oh, so many people are commenting?
I can't see. Oh, you're still stuck.
Yeah, I'm looking at the live feed. Nobody's saying anything.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, you can chop up the chocolate from laxative and mix it in with brownie mix.
Or we can do peppers. Like hot stuff?
We've done the hot one chip challenge.
I mean,
not going to read that comment. Randy, thank you. Tune in with us next week. Hopefully we'll have some pranks going on for April Fools. It'll be a few days after, but still, I think we can celebrate it. We're celebrating Easter early, so.
I heard that guy's friends with Diddy now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're in the same prison system?
Yeah, no Diddy.
Actually, he's not in prison anymore.
Cosby?
No.
What?
Yeah, he got off on a clerical error or something like that, didn't he? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody, for the skeleton crew.
I got to go work.
No, I appreciate you helping out and being a part with me tonight.
Yeah, don't get me started.
And if you're out there, make sure to share the show. If you're not, make sure to rate and review instead of sharing. I don't know, all that stuff. Like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you guys next week. I'm Josh.
I'm Brett.
And this is Pod Bless.
That button never works.
And that's not the worst outro we've ever done.
Not at all. Weird time. And you knew I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's awkward with two guys. It can be. I had fun.
We just talked like we were playing PlayStation.
I wonder if I can really steal something of Joey's and he wouldn't notice.
Like the pen that one time or the coffee mug?
We'll blame it all on that guy.